After historic rains and flooding devastated the Front Range, western Colorado recently got its own brief taste of storms. Though by no means as intense, the town of Hotchkiss did see some minor flooding, and a short but heavy storm with pea-sized hail swept through Paonia over the weekend. Along with those rains came the exciting sight of the season's first snow on the mountains. Some showed up on Lamborn on Monday, the San Juans were blanketed over the weekend, and North Fork resident Cedar Keshet saw the peaks of Coal Mountain and Mount Gunnison turn white late last week. All of that raises one obvious question. Are we in for a wet winter?
I've lived in Colorado and in the West long enough to say, I don't know.
Cedar lives up on Fire Mountain Road and works horses in Crawford. She first saw the white peaks at home on a rainy day last week.
On days that it's rain, I stay in my studio and paint. And I love watching weather. And this time of year already, I'm like, my eyes are already like, where's the snow? It's got to be. I know it's coming. And I just get a glimpse in the pause of the squalls of something that's white and not the sky. And I was like, what was that? Is that snow? That can't be. That's a lot. I was ready with my camera and took those kind of dark pictures of both Coal Mountain and Gunnison with snow on it. And I was all like, yes, it's it. It's happening.
Meteorologist Joe Ramey works at the National Weather Service's office in Grand Junction. He says despite all the recent rain and snow, we shouldn't get too excited yet.
The trend really looks like a better chance for below average snowfall.
Ramey says that forecast comes from looking at weather in years similar to this one. His models say we're in for a dry winter, but like Cedar, he makes it clear that anything can still happen.
Every winter is unique in Colorado, in the mountains of Colorado. But everything I'm looking at, unfortunately, says that below average snowfall is probably the best forecast for this winter.
According to Ramey, most predictions on whether we'll have a wet or dry winter depend on whether we're in an El Nino or La Nina year.
That's the 900-pound gorilla in the room with outlooks for the cold season.
Ramey and other forecasters get a general idea of what the winters will look like by studying sea temperatures off the coast of Ecuador in the South Pacific. If those temps are below normal, we call it an El Nino year. If they're above normal, La Nina.
If they're very near normal, that's an ENSO-neutral year, or what I like to call a No Nino year. What I have found looking back through the climate record is that No Nino years are really wild card years for Colorado.
Those wild card conditions usually show up in the kind of extremely dry years we've been seeing recently. With El Nino, storms tend to hit southern states the hardest. With La Nina, it's the northern states. But when there's a neutral year, those storms can concentrate pretty much anywhere.
If Colorado happens to be in the storm track for that year, we can be very wet. If it happens to be out of the storm track, we can be very dry.
So basically, and however depressing it may sound, a wetter-than-usual September doesn't mean we're in for a good snowpack year, and it definitely doesn't mean we'll see much relief from the drought anytime soon. Jim Pokrant with the Colorado River District says that while the historic rains in eastern Colorado might wind up easing water demand some and helping river flows in that part of the state, that storm still won't significantly help our water shortages.
You don't want to say it's inconsequential, but you can't lose sight of the fact that you need a big snow year to really say there's a good water year. We need a couple good snowpack years to really break the drought.
But even though we're a long way from full drought recovery, it's hard not to be a little optimistic as the seasons change.
A lot of times this will happen and it will just rain and rain and rain in the early fall and everyone's like, oh, big snow winter. And that's it. There's nothing. And then I've seen it where it'll just sporadically rain all winter. And then I've seen where this will just be the tip of the iceberg and it'll be a huge winter for snow. So I've seen all different things. So I don't predict. I let professionals guess.
For I See Change and the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.